Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Friday, December 17th, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared came in this morning huffing and puffing because his car froze over.
What?
Yeah, it was a little iced over.
So little iced over?
Really?
I had to take out a card out of my wallet.
Okay, that's one way to do it.
I told him another way of doing it, and he said he refused to do that.
It involves standing on the car and, well,
you know.
Oh, God. Well, you don't want to stick your tongue on that either.
No, that's not what we were talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I just changed the subject real fast. Hey, let me give you the weather. Areas of frost today, then sunny with a high of 52. Overnight lows tonight. Frosty once again, so get your card out or get whatever it is. You just scrape your windshield. Overnight lows of 31 tonight. What a beautiful night to go to the lights, by the way. I think it's going to be gorgeous. Frosty, then mostly sunny tomorrow over the weekend. If you don't have tickets to go see the light show, please do. Garden of Lights. 51 tomorrow. Overnight lows of 34. Now, it comes on Sunday. Slight chance of rain, a patchy fog with a high of 51. Sunday night, chance of rain with overnight lows of 36. Monday, now we've got 50% chance of rain with a high of a 48. The rain likely and patchy fog on Monday night with overnight lows of 39. And Tuesday, rain and patchy fog once again with the highs of 46. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And Jared, what is this special day today? What do we got going on?
Let's see. We got Maple Syrup Day.
Oh, well, we like that.
Ugly Christmas Sweater Day.
Oh, guess what? It's official. Tonight we're going to an ugly sweater party.
Yep.
Do you know that I went to Goodwill to buy an ugly sweater? Now, here's the cool thing about it. It's cool and uncool. Cool because I went through Goodwill about a week ago. I always look to see what kind of goodies they have. Anyway, long story short. They had like a whole row rack of ugly sweaters. Last time I went, there must be several ugly sweaters going on, parties, because the last time I went, specifically just to get those sweaters, it was maybe a quarter of a rack. So $14.99 each. You would think Goodwill $5, $4. Well, the nice thing is that they say that it's made by the special needs people in another room over there. And I thought, well, that's really sweet. It made me feel okay to spend $14.99 on these sweaters that have everything dripping from them. Anyway, that's our story on Ugly Sweater Day. Carl, you had something there before we go to Pet of the Week.
Road conditions. I-5 is now clear. No traffic restrictions on 44. However, you still need chains snow tires on four-wheel drive vehicles from Bogart State Ranger Station to the junction of SR 36. On 299. Roads closed from Cedar Flat to Big Flat in Trinity County due to a slide repair. Chains are required all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires from 10 miles west to 3 miles west of Burney up and around Hatchet Mountain. There's a number of them. Head to the Caltrans and look for their traffic conditions, and they'll tell you where they're at. But at least the I-5 is now open. And now,
Haven Katrina, good morning with your pet of the week.
Good morning. I brought with me a sweet shepherd boy named Dash.
A sweet shepherd boy. Dash, who's got several multicolors on the face, but throughout the body.
He's got freckles.
And a big dog, yeah. Like a big dog.
He's kind of big. He's more chunky, I'd say, than big. We have him as 65 pounds, so he's not a super, super big dog, but definitely kind of hefty. And, yeah, he's really cute. He's mostly white, but he does have, I like that, freckled of tan and black on him. Super sweet. He did come to us as a stray. We've had him a little over a month. But he is just a love bug, honestly. He's definitely the kind of dog to have if you want someone to cuddle up on the couch with, especially with this cold weather.
Yes.
He'll keep you warm.
He's white with brown ears and a freckled face. I mean, that's what he looks like to me. But he is cute.
He is cute.
He is. He'll come over and how old do you think he is?
He's about 3 years old.
3 years old. He'll climb up in the couch with you if you want.
Yes.
And lay on you.
That's right.
Well, there's worse things than that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No, well, good.
Yeah.
So is there any specials going down there?
Yeah, we're still doing our Bissell Empty the Shelter event. That ends on the 20th.
Okay.
So we have a couple more days of that, and that
so
is...
So you can get him for...
For $10.
You can get Dash for $10.
He's, that's right.
He's fixed. He's chipped. He's up to date.
He's ready to go find his forever home.
And if you take Dash, we'll pay that $10 from KCNR.
Thank you.
We offer
absolutely
that every time. Nobody's, yeah, nobody's ever, I know that you're, that they're going out the doors, but nobody has ever come back to us and said, okay, here's, we need your $10.
Right.
Yeah. What's going on?
I think we forget.
No. Okay, so how do we get Dash? How does somebody come in and pick up Dash?
So we are doing.
Can
all
we get a picture of Dash, Jared?
Sure.
We are doing all of our adoptions by appointment, so you can just give us a call at 241-1653. But since Dash is the pet of the week, no appointment necessary if you want to come on down today and meet with him. And I think you'll like him quite a bit, and he is fine with other dogs. So if you have any dogs in your home, make sure you bring them down so they can meet and play together. And then maybe you can take Dash home.
That's great. Well, thank you, Katrina. And I know we won't see you next week, so we'll wish you Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Joy to the World, Peace on Earth, all the things that could possibly, you know, tickle your fancy. Safe travels. Be well. Stay safe. And that's all we can say. Wish for you. Wish for you and all the family at Haven Humane. We have enjoyed so much partnering with you. Through these years, as we do believe that every successful community needs to have a really good animal agency that helps to place and take care of and shelter our animals and adopt them out appropriately. And thank you for being part of that body of work.
Oh, thank you.
Well, and let me tell you, Dash is just a little shy, so at least around maybe me. Because I came over and he, you know, he kind of backed up. So, but when Jared came over, he, you know, he came out. Maybe it's just me. I like dogs.
I feel like we were surrounding him. So,
well, maybe that was it. Yeah, we were coming in from all sides. So
it's a new environment.
He went back. He didn't growl. He didn't do anything. He just kind of put his head down and looked, okay, what's going on? So, okay. Well, thank you. Merry Christmas, huh?
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Okay, we're going
to
take a quick break and we come back. Annalise Pierce from the Shasta Scout is joining us. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms. You know, in fact, I'm taking a friend down there.
Yes.
And to pick out a firearm for her.
For herself.
For herself. And we're going to go over and take a look. And Bastiani Arms has been in the business about as long as we have. Locally owned, locally operated, great customer service. The only place we buy our firearms is there. He has veterans discounts. It's a one-stop shop. You know, your gunsmithing, CCW, it's all there with John Bastiani at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur open Tuesday through Saturday. Let's get down there because if you want to get a firearm before Christmas, it's too late. But you can get it right after Christmas. Yes. We'll be right back.
Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they've partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They're donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Happy holidays from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility for 100 years. On behalf of all REU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2021 and wishes you and your family a happy and healthy new year.
I'm a teacher and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garmon for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. It is 7:18 in the morning, 38 degrees out there. Looks like it's going to be a nice day today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. 15 years anniversary of helping people, of moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally run, local board of directors. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, two right here in Reading, one at 1845 California Street, right downtown here, and the main branch over in 192 Hartnell Avenue in Cobblestone Shopping Center, with the newest branch opening in Anderson next month at the old Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I have all types of jokes about Kentucky Fried Chicken and bank accounts, but it's probably not appropriate right now. Anyway, good morning. And with us, Linda and I are welcoming Annalise Pierce, founder of the Shasta Scout and a news journalist. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here.
Well, you know, when you first kicked this off, I asked you to come on, if you remember. And you said, well, I just want to kind of hold back till we get our feet underneath this. So I appreciate you reaching out so we can have you on. I mean, the Shasta Scout online, it's an online newspaper. It's not like others that we have online, if I can just say that. But we'll talk about that. So
Annalise, why don't you share with our listeners, we're introducing you to our listening audience, as to a little bit about your history, and then let's go into what motivated you to say, drop the mic bomb. I'm making this happen. I'm going to start my own online newspaper. Shoot.
Yeah, definitely. So I am a non-traditional news media organization founder and journalist. I got into journalism actually after being on the Shasta County Grand Jury several years ago. So I think I was on around 2017, 2018, and I spent 2 years on the Shasta County Grand Jury. And it really what that experience taught me, you know, spending 30 to 40 hours a week investigating the internal affairs of our local government, was how much is not being asked of local officials and how many stories are underlying the surface of what we see in the news media right now. That doesn't mean things are always bad in local government, but it does mean that there's a lot of stories that we haven't heard. And so when I left the grand jury, I really started looking for opportunities to start writing about local government, and that eventually turned into last year working to found Shasta Scout. I attended a boot camp with Google News Initiative and, you know, was able to learn more about how to get the news media organization started.
So what did you have to go, what kind of hoops did you have to jump through? I'd like to know, is there a legality? What do you have to fill out? Is it opinion pieces, or, you know, share with us those thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's tremendously important to talk about what's behind the news that you read. Obviously, misinformation is a huge problem. Lack of trust in the media is understandably a huge concern. So you can publish anything. You can call yourself a news media organization and publish whatever you want, and people do it all the time. Our commitment at Shasta Scout is to build democracy by increasing trust in the media, and that means being tremendously committed to accuracy and fact-based stories. It means that we are very, very clear about what we're publishing. So we do publish both news and opinion pieces, although primarily news, but we will always label our pieces. So if we're writing a news story, it's going to say news and then the general area of news that we're covering. If it's an opinion, it's going to say opinion at the very top. We don't ever want people to question whether we're telling them true news or whether we're sharing our opinion. And we don't mix the two. You know, we don't insert our opinion into our news stories.
We had a young man that was on the show several years ago. He had written something. He was back in the East Coast. And so we got him on the show. And he said that in some of the major journalism colleges that they were teaching people to put their opinion into the news pieces they were writing. Have you heard that before?
I'm not sure specifically what you're referring to, but I will say that there is a debate right now in the news media world about the idea of objectivity. And, you know, objectivity means essentially that we're not inserting anything of our own bias into our stories. But, you know, it's our opinion at Shasta Scout, and I think we're joined by quite a few impressive organizations in believing this, that all journalists do have opinions and biases, and that those are part of our stories. What's important is that we're very transparent about those. So we wrote a column recently that talked about how we've reported on the riverfront land development proposals, and we were just very clear to lay out, here's sort of the biases that underline how we tell the news stories. But that doesn't mean that we insert our own opinions into the stories about, say, should riverfront land be developed? You know, that's an inappropriate opinion to insert. But a core value such as, you know, we believe that there should be transparency in government, that's also sort of a bias, right? And we're just honest about that yes, we do believe there should be transparency in news in government processes.
Along with that thought, I'm just curious, like, because, you know, as a writer or as a journalist, you know, there are 200 shades plus of white. So when you're describing white, you are going to come from a personal how you see it. So commentator and or journalist, it can't help on some level to have a little bit, you know, coming from the individual rather than a huge body of work. So let's talk a little bit about, I love the fact that you're coming from how you started off with being with the grand jury, and you saw that things perhaps weren't covered. You were identifying things, but they weren't really covered in the mass media, and you were seeing this and felt like you found a niche. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, essentially wanting to drive the stories deeper and more in-depth and more investigative instead of sort of a more shallow approach to just reporting what's happening.
You know, you've got an interesting background, Annalise, if you don't mind me mentioning it. Because it's in your bio, so
sure,
I figured
absolutely.
It's open.
Yeah.
But you're originally from the Metro D.C. area, and you married a career Navy officer.
Yes.
So you moved several times, as you do, but you moved with your family to Eastern Africa for 4 years to help with development work in one of the most rural regions of Uganda. What was that like?
Yeah, it was the best of times and the worst of times. It was absolutely one of the most amazing times in my life and also a very, very difficult time. The people group that we lived with in East Africa, you know, are quite impoverished. They're even in Uganda sort of an isolated people group that, you know, still practice polygamy and quite a bit of sort of tribal practices that are important to their culture, but very different from anything that I had ever experienced or been part of. And just the suffering, their human suffering was significant. The amount of hunger, endemic malaria. There was an Ebola outbreak while we were there in the region. And there was ongoing warfare by rebel groups that traveled along the Congolese border. So all of those things together meant that it was quite a scary place to be raising two young children. But the people themselves are absolutely incredible and taught me so much about what development work looks like and how not to be a white savior, really, you know, how to come alongside people and to believe that they themselves have the power to change their communities.
Wow, and that's powerful.
Well, and I heartily agree. You know, when we helicopter in to rescue these people, oh, you need a well, we're going to dig a well for you, as opposed to, hey, let's dig this well together. It's always bothered me. And the only thing for NGOs, non-government organizations, being in places like that with no security, when we were in Somalia, we'd run into you all, people like you all the time. And it was just, do you want us to escort you out of here? Yeah, because we couldn't leave people there. We've got a job to do. And, absolutely courageous, because you don't know what's going to happen from not just day to day, but sometimes hour to hour in those regions. So.
Yeah, there were definitely some scary moments packing the kids into the car in the middle of the night, getting ready to run and that kind of thing. But I think it's interesting, you know, the community development work we did there is actually very similar now to what I find myself doing as a news media founder, because it's that same concept. You know, I'm not here to say I have solutions for this community, therefore let me share my opinion so that you guys can do the right thing. I'm here to say you all have solutions for your community. I may or may not share those ideas or those concepts. That's not what's important. What's important is that I help you have a voice and to feel informed so that you can create the community you want to have. You know, it's about building democracy through an informed electorate. That's our job in the news media.
So does one subscribe or how do we find you?
I tell you what, we're going to talk about that when we get back.
All right.
Because there's a lot of things going on right now. And that the Shasta Scouts involved in, including building the Shasta Scout. We've got to take a quick break, and then we can come back with that. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Jeff Wurst has been repairing windshields for years, and he is truly the man to see if you've got a chip or a crack in your windshield. If it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, he can fix it, and he guarantees it for life. He doesn't take any chances with your family's safety. He makes sure it's repaired the proper way, the Crackmaster way. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist, and for a free inspection and analysis, take it down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff Wurst a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
And good morning and welcome to our Friday edition here of KCNR. Carla Linda Bott, how are you on this beautiful Friday?
Shut up and dance with me.
It's a gorgeous day, and we hope that you do make lights. Now, we're going to be, can we just announce
yes.
this? We're going to be at the Mount Shasta Mall. Shining Care is doing a beautiful layout today in the mall.
Adult, you know, it's for seniors. They're talking about the different agencies out there to help. They're talking about Alzheimer's, dementia. How can families help their elderly parents or friends? It's going to be, Home Helpers is going to be there. It's going to be just a whole bunch of groups down there, and it starts at 10 o'clock today.
And, of course, we will be there for probably we'll be breaking into our morning shows through segments to let you know that we're down there. We want to encourage everybody to come on down. And, like I said, you're going to get to meet people up close that are working in these various agencies within Shasta County that have just really first-hand information. You don't have to call the 800 number and wait. You really want to get to know. Come out there and be with us today. It's a great time to shop and visit and come see us and get informed, and we're going to be visiting folks in holiday season. This is the perfect time to maybe have some questions, you know, if you want to keep it under your belt or whatever, and kind of go see what are some of the indications or that kind of thing. Now, let's get with our guest this morning, who is really fascinating. I'm finding that we have Annalise Pierce with us, who is the founder of Shasta Scout. It's a new online newspaper, if you will.
Stories that build democracy.
That's right. Yep.
You went to, you were a Bethel member for a while.
And, I was.
But you point out.
Yes.
But you are no longer.
That's right.
Does that ever come up in stories?
Well, we do report on Bethel.
Yes,
we do accountability reporting for Bethel as well. You know, they're one of our largest employers in the mm-hmm. area, and they're certainly a mover and shaker, so we have to hold them accountable as well.
You were a writer on for a while with the News Cafe, and a News Cafe obviously has a war going on with Bethel between RV and Donnie and some other people there. When I see such opinion in stories, and they're not marked opinion, I question everything else that's written after that. Your stories, and I read your stories, are pretty straight down the line. And in fact, I even wrote to you once and said that one about the school walkout. You couldn't tell if you were for it or against it. And that's perfect. I saw one that said, hey, how about we have something that tells us what's going on in the world and with that opinion on it, and we could call it the news. Is that where you're coming from?
Yeah, that's what we're aiming for, absolutely. And I think we will do it imperfectly, and we depend on our audience to offer us feedback. It's always helpful to hear when we get it right, and also when we get it wrong. You know, it's tremendously important that that we work to build and maintain our trust with our audience.
Now, how do you keep the Shasta Scout going?
So we started the Shasta Scout with $3,500 in seed money from the Google News Initiative. I donate my time to Shasta Scout, and that's, you know, my passion and enthusiasm, and my contributing editor, Mark Dadigan's passion and enthusiasm is really what's kept us afloat this first year.
Mm-hmm.
We're now in our founding member campaign drive. We're accepting donations, and because we're partnered with Newsmatch, they're doubling all of our donations through the end of December, which is really fantastic. And then we are beginning to take on sponsors. We're working with The Dip, which is a local bar, and also with Kixi as sponsors so far. And we're looking to, of course, add more sponsors.
Who was the last one? Kixi?
Yeah. The PBS station.
Yeah, KIXE.
Oh,
yes.
KIXE.
Yeah, so Kixi is one way.
Okay,
of,
I got it.
We've
okay.
always said KIXE, so that okay, was like, okay, that's a new one. All right.
So is this considered a nonprofit?
Yes, we are a nonprofit with the state of California. We are still in process of our IRS verification for mm-hmm. 501c3 status, which is why we're working with the Institute for Nonprofit News as our fiscal sponsor.
Okay.
But we're also with them as a member, and that, you know, kind of going back to what you asked earlier about how do we set ourselves apart as a news media organization, we do so, you know, by membership with these groups like the Institute for Nonprofit News that require a certain standards of ethics in how we publish and in how we accept funds and how we use our funds, et cetera.
Now, you accept opinion pieces also.
We do, yes.
But you've got it very well divided out, and on that page it says, hey, this is opinion. This isn't we're not building democracy, especially here, but we are. We believe in the First Amendment. So.
Yeah, we are still very careful about what opinion we publish. We're not endorsing all the opinions we publish, but we are thoughtful about what we're publishing and who we're allowing to write for us.
Well, you have Dr. Doug Craig writing for you, and I thoroughly enjoy having him on the show here on a regular basis where we discuss things back and forth. I don't see, you know, of course, you've only been around since March. Now, how often does Shasta Scout come out?
We publish on average about twice a week. We don't have a set publication schedule right now, but it's on average about twice a week.
And do you, I get mine via email.
Yeah, so you can, we are completely no paywall. We are will never charge for the news. If that means we don't survive, we don't survive, but that's our commitment to the community. You can go to our website, which is ShastaScout.org, and you can subscribe to our email updates, and that means whenever we publish a new story, you'll get an email at 7 a.m. the day after we publish or within 24 hours of publishing that shares the story with you. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Reddit as Shasta Scout. And, of course, you can just visit the website anytime and see what stories are up.
Okay.
I'd like to ask a question.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so what, besides your children and your family, rocks your world?
I think I'm a couple things. One is just that I'm a huge advocate for justice, for people's well-being, for anything that makes the world a better place. I realized a few years ago that not everyone felt that way. I thought that was pretty much how everyone felt, but it's really exciting to me to see the world get better. I've seen a lot of hardship and hurt in my life, and seeing people become happier brings me tremendous joy. Also, you know, nature, being outside, hugely important to me. That's why I absolutely love this area now. Just so many opportunities to hike and be with my dog in the wild. So
that's great. That it brings you back, brings you, can ground you easily.
Absolutely.
With our beautiful place. Okay, I love your answer. It's not that there's any particular judgment on an answer, but I always just wonder, like, you know, what motivates somebody to keep moving forward? It's not, you know, especially when you're covering the political world, or you're covering and you're digging for the truth, sometimes that can really have a toll, can be a heavy toll or bear, things to bear. And so as a woman, I'm curious for you at this time, you know, how do you maintain? So that's why I needed to ask you that.
Yeah. Yeah, burnout is a problem for all of us, and it really is huge in the news media world to experience burnout. I think the important thing is to have really good colleagues around you to build the right kind of mentors and supporters into your life. Again, to have those grounding experiences like I do with nature. But then to realize, you know, it's not our job to solve the problems. It's just our job to contribute what we can to helping provide more transparency and more engagement. That's our focus. Help our community to engage with what's happening, and then what they want to do with it is up to them.
So what's your opinion on the proposed, non-solicited proposal to buy the Civic Auditorium, Reading Rodeo Grounds, and the changes down there?
Well, you know, I report on that story, so yeah. I don't have a public opinion about it, and I also really honestly don't have a personal opinion about it internally either, and that has been a choice on my part to not go down that road internally of deciding what the right answer is, because once I do that, it becomes harder for me to maintain that, you know, that perspective on the story and really be able to see it from both sides.
I really, really respect what just came out of your mouth. If only we had 10 or 15 news organizations that would have the same philosophy. Because, you know, every morning, I'm just sharing with you, every morning I come online and I go, you know, World Headlines, Reuters, I do Huffington, I do USA, I do Breitbart, I do Drudge, I do other world organizations, I do Reading, of course. And it's just, it's tough. It's really tough to get something that it's so varied when you really don't know, like, really, you got to try to pick your truth out of all of those opinions.
Right. And the thing is, you know, our biases enter stories from prior to publishing, right? You know, so many steps. Like, what stories do we even cover? That really indicates our biases. You know, how do we cover them? Who do we interview? What parts of their interview do we share? So there's so many steps along the way where we are inserting a bias, and that's why we have to be mindful in every story you know, am I representing developers well? Am I representing the city well? Am I representing the Native community well? All of these stakeholders who have indicated they have a perspective and an opinion, have I been fair to each of them? It is tremendously challenging to do that, especially in stories that, you know, raise a lot of emotions for everyone. So I will say I'm sure we don't always do it well, and we're always learning, and we want to learn from our community. We want feedback. But that's the goal. The goal is that the person who reads it, regardless of what, you know, spectrum or part of the story they come from, will feel represented, will feel like she was fair. She was fair to us.
And that's the big thing. They were fair.
Sometimes
you got to take a break.
Yeah, sometimes I just want to say that you may not agree, but you'll go, well, you know what, I completely don't, but I feel okay with it because that was her truth, and she was fair.
Well, we had somebody say, when they asked about coming on our show, and they asked a well-known person in town, what, you know, what's it going to be? And he said, hey, he's conservative, but he's fair. And that, to me, was the was a huge accolade, if people can say that. No matter what your viewpoint on things is, but if you're fair.
Yeah, that's a great compliment.
Yeah, it is. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Mike Hubert at Estate Granite. You know, Mike Hubert, I'm starting to worry about him just a little bit.
Yeah. Don't worry about him. He's in full swing. I went to go visit his Estate Granite the other day. By the way, it's a beautiful showroom. Make an appointment with Mike. He'll take you through, show you. He's got great slabs of marble in stock. He's doing
granite, slate. He's got it all.
He's doing all kinds of different structurally interesting things. He can do fire pits. He can anything kind of stone. And it, you know, go to Mike. He's got a great eye.
He works by appointment only.
That's it.
So for a free consultation, give him a call at 241-STONE. I said I was going to worry about him because I think he's working too hard. But he is, you know.
He plays as equally hard as he works.
Well, that's the other part, too. I mean, who else can go through two vets in 6 months? EstateGranite.com.
Corvettes.
We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Tim Garmon stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garmon to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garmon, Supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidates committee.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bumps.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. And if you're looking for that special diamond for your loved one, do they have it down there, Linda?
Yes, they do.
And how big is that?
Oh, well, they have any size you
any
could possibly,
size you
I mean, any kind of loose stone. So, yeah. In fact, the owner and founder of Four Winds Jewelry is there this month because it is their anniversary. So you get to meet the whole gang and they're very dedicated to any kind of needs that you may have for any kind of sizing of jewelry, estate jewelry, Indian kind of jewelry, you know, with the wonderful turquoises and silvers, opals. They're all experts, and they will be there to help you in every way they can and make a deal. They will make you a deal.
We're here with Annalise Pierce, who is the founder of the Shasta Scout, and we've been talking about the how it's difficult for journalists today because the population of our country just thoroughly distrust politicians, journalists, and now the military. I'm starting to see the military's taking some hits in the last since January, and maybe before that. Winning trust and keeping things straight is what you are trying to do.
Yes,
in
absolutely.
Every story.
Right.
Yeah, and leave an opinion out, unless it's on the opinion page.
That's yeah. right.
Let's go to the phones. Rich, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rich Gallardo. I really am impressed with Annalise's work of late, especially her piece with the Civic pending sale or whatever. You know, and real quick, you know, the elephant in the room, the reason I do what I do with citizen journalists, and I don't know why Annalise does what she does, but, yeah, like you just mentioned, Carl, our local news media, they're so filtered. They're so directed on what they can and cannot report. Some of our local news media, they protect people. They protect especially our government officials from hard questions, et cetera. But, and that's elephant in the room is why these independent journalists are coming out because it's necessary. The people need it. The people want it. But I appreciate what Annalise is doing also, and I think she's doing good work, you know. So anyways, yeah, good job, Annalise. And
thanks
I hope
a lot.
I hope that more people get involved with independent journalism. We need more folks. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, yeah.
Positive little reinforcement there.
So, okay, so how do people keep – how can we help you get people to – let me put it a different way. I just came in weird here. How can we help support the Shasta Scout?
I think the number one thing we need right now is just more eyes on Shasta Scout, you know, more people reading. So if you subscribe on our site for free, that helps us out and helps you, we think, getting you the news. Share it with a friend. Follow us on social media and share those stories when you read one that that you think is worthwhile. You know, share them with somebody else. I was speaking to somebody recently who is in her late 60s, and she said, you know, you guys just need to get Shasta Scout out to more people. When I share it with my friends and my community groups, they just aren't used to online media, and so they haven't found you yet. But once they do, you know, she said, we're just so hungry for those deeper stories with more information, you know, that investigative journalism that we remember from a long time ago and that we haven't seen for a really long time. So that is what we're trying to provide, and we hope people will find us on our site and read. And we absolutely, you know, going to what Mr. Gallardo just said on the phone, we do feel that it's essential to ask the hard questions of our local officials, and we're not scared to do it. They don't always answer us, and we try to always be fair to them, but we are determined to get in there and ask those hard questions, do those document requests, and make sure they know that the people are part of holding them accountable.
Are you going to get into documentaries?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, like film.
Documentaries.
You know, I could see this as an offshoot.
I have no plans to do that, but, you know, hey, if the right person comes along and wants to partner on something, who knows? But, yeah, we are hoping to actually, when you said documenters, I thought about this initiative that's happening in, I believe it's the Chicago area, where they're really involving local community members and getting out and helping to document what's happening at public meetings and share that with the community, and we're hoping to do some of that. So documenters, okay. We're doing a different version of that coming up in the new year.
Okay, so this is going to be your home then for the near future.
Yeah, we have no plans to move. We're settled here. We've got our four kids, and we've learned to love this area. I didn't fall in love with Reading right away, but now I really do love being here.
There's some good things about this place.
Yeah. Absolutely, and a lot of really fascinating people. You know, the more you get to know people, the more you realize how very interesting this community is.
We do have an eclectic community, and I like it.
Yes.
I feel that every day there's something that, if you allow yourself, every single day there will be somebody or something that will recharge your battery.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, well, we just had, you missed it, but they came in yesterday and picked up the Toys for Tots.
Oh, man.
And this whole office was filled with toys.
Wow.
I mean, from where you walked in all the way back past the tree, and there's still a box of toys.
And we know what a hardship these last 2 years have been on our community, and just the world, actually. But, I mean, people maybe don't have, you know, just what it is to, because of the COVID restraints. And, you know, for a child to be able, from 1 to 18, I mean, even teens, to be able to have something that maybe it's joyful.
Mm-hmm. They gave out 24,000 toys last year. Three to each, 8,000 kids, three to each one. So, but that's, you know, kind of what we're just talking about, that Reading is, you'll look at it and you'll go sometimes and go, oh my God, how are we still here? And other times you'll go, ah, my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you're out there finding those stories, Annalise Pierce.
Yeah, we have way more stories coming to us, and we have staff to cover them right now, so we're looking forward to growing and sharing more of them.
Okay, one more time. If you're donating, we can donate, and how do they do that?
Yeah, just go to ShastaScout.org and click on the big donate button, and Newsmatch is doubling all of those donations until the end of the year.
And then you can also, when it comes out, you can subscribe to the Shasta Scout and share it with your friends, put it on Facebook, all those things.
Absolutely, yeah. And provide us feedback when we get it right or when we get it wrong. We want to hear from you.
Okay. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you so much for giving me this time.
You bet. Okay, hey, we're going to break from the news, and hopefully House Realty will be coming in.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Critics say it's an outgrowth of Biden open border policy, Mexican drug cartels flooding the United States with deadly fentanyl, according to Drug Enforcement Administration Chief Ann Milgram. She says a death toll staggering.
Over the past year, 64,000 overdose deaths involved synthetic opioids, predominantly fentanyl. This is an existential threat to our communities, bringing harm and violence and shattering families.
Milgram says the Mexican cartels using social media apps to aid in their deadly work, delivering enough fentanyl into the U.S. to kill every American. The president acknowledging that his sweeping social spending package will not get passed by Christmas.
Lacking the necessary votes in the Senate, Democrats will not be able to meet their self-imposed Christmas deadline. West Virginia's Joe Manchin continues to oppose the nearly $2 trillion package. In a written statement, the president said discussions with Manchin will continue, and he predicted the bill will eventually pass. But pushing it into next year is a setback for Democrats. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Senate Republican Leader McConnell applauding Manchin for standing up for what he believes in by demanding changes in the astronomically expensive Build Back Better bill.
With many Democrats openly displeased with Manchin, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell stoked the fire at a year-in-review news conference.
I've suggested for years it would be a great idea, representing a deep red state like West Virginia, for him to come over to our side.
And that report from correspondent Mike Gracia. On Wall Street, stocks have turned mixed. The Dow still in the red. It's down 298 points, but the NASDAQ has turned around, now 51 points higher. The S&P, 15 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you facing yet another holiday season alone? Are you missing the fun of real connections? When was the last time you met someone you were really excited about? So be honest. What does your love life look like? Hi, I'm Jackie Dorman. If you're looking for the answers to these questions, I've got a solution. I'm personally inviting you to join me and thousands of women just like you to my free Married in 12 Months Challenge, happening now at lovestories.com. From the privacy of your own home, you will become part of an amazing worldwide movement of women where you'll experience how to reclaim your love life, heal your heart, and unlock the secret to finding your spirit mate. Just sign up for my free Married in 12 Months Challenge at lovestories.com. The challenge is happening now at lovestories.com. That's lovestories.com.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party suffering a stunning defeat in a local election, considered a referendum on his government amid weeks of scandal and soaring COVID infections.
Helen Morgan, from the opposition party, the Liberal Democrats, overturned a Conservative majority of almost 23,000 votes from the last election to win Thursday's contest in North Shropshire, a rural area of northwest England. The election was called after the former Conservative Member of Parliament there resigned amid a corruption scandal. Against this backdrop, opponents, as well as supporters, are questioning Johnson's handling of the pandemic after coronavirus infections soared to records this week as the highly transmissible Omicron variant swept through the country. Charles de Ledesma, London.
It's under investigation as a possible arson fire, a blaze in western Japan, claimed more than two dozen lives. Townhall.com. We are paying $1.12 more per gallon for gas this Christmas than we did 1 year ago.
Since Monday, AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gas has decreased by 2 cents to $3.31, while gasoline demand increased. A typically growing demand and tight supply would support rising pump prices, but fluctuations in the price of crude oil have helped to put downward pressure on prices. However, this week, crude prices have risen above $70 per barrel, and if crude prices continue to climb, pump prices will likely follow suit. Highest price in California at $4.76 a gallon, lowest in Texas at $2.90. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
As the storm damage cleanup continues, another body recovered from the rubble left by a powerful tornado that devastated parts of Kentucky. The latest victim, a 13-year-old girl from Bowling Green. Again, on Wall Street, the Dow down 324 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, the 17th of December. One more week of shopping, guys. 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm, and it's National Ugly Sweater Day.
Yes, and we have ourselves a couple that we are going to be wearing tonight at a revealing party.
At a reveal?
Reveal who's got the ugliest sweater.
Well, okay. I know I have. I've got it. I am adding things to it as we speak. Anyway, what's the weather look like?
Good morning, everybody. Areas of frost and sunny today with a high of 52. Tonight, overnight lows of 31. Frost and mostly sunny Saturday with a high of 51. Slight chance of rain and patchy fog with our overnight lows of 34 Saturday. Now Sunday, slight chance of rain and patchy fog at 51. Sunday night, 36. Monday, chance of rain with a high of 48. Overnight lows of 39. And Tuesday highs of 46. Now, you know that the Garden of Lights is on, rain or shine. So, head on out there. It's such a beautiful night. What a great night to go to the Garden of Lights. Anyway, just one of the beautiful things you can do here in Shasta County. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This is a locally owned company in Anderson. It's the Kenny family who are really unsung heroes. They do so much secret angel stuff. You cannot believe it. The Kenny family's been running this business for many, many years. Of course, now with this kind of weather, you're thinking about your propane, your gas, your needs. Shasta Gas Propane is the place to go. They're located 365-3794.
Three.
Why do I do that?
I don't know.
Because I'm always just one digit off. Just say it. Linda, you're one digit off. It's okay.
Cameron, don't say it. Don't say it.
I'm not going to fall for that.
When we hear
it. You know what? When they do that, you know, it's like.
When they. Thank you.
When they do that, it's
I am in they.
It's
I
like
am in the category of they.
The scariest words in the English language is.
No. I don't even want to say it. It's not appropriate.
I'll look for it. And, you know, because you've already looked for it and said it's not there. And then they say, I'll look for it. And then you just go, oh, God. Oh, God. Here it comes. Lord, please, just
isn't
make it quick.
Isn't it a guy
quick.
Thing?
Make
you know,
it quick.
You have to, if you open up, find it, and you open up the cupboard, and it's, or the refrigerator, or, and it's right there. It's not hidden in the back, it's not up in the top shelf in the back, it's right in front of your face. I just don't get it. It's a guy thing.
I did it about three, four weeks ago.
Oh.
Exactly that. And I looked around the house, Cassie was out doing errands. And I was looking for a flag for, it was big game day, Cal versus Stanford.
Oh, cool.
So I've got my big brand new Cal flag that she bought me so I could hang that out in front of the house for the big game. I look around for, I'm not kidding, more than an hour. I tear apart the garage. I tear apart the office. Two closets. She walks in and finds it in 45 seconds. It was less than a minute. I couldn't believe it. But you know, Carl, in terms of taking the bait, you know, we've got New Year's coming up. They're talking about resolutions, and there've been all these medical studies, and they just completed a study I thought was very informative that said that they have found that women live a little bit longer with a few added pounds than their husbands that mention it. And I think that's a very, very valid study. I don't know if it's peer reviewed.
Well,
but
they also have found is that women live longer. A big study of this went on for years. Women live longer, and it was discovered it's because they aren't married to women. So.
Well, that's not true. There's some women married to women.
Okay. Well, things are changed.
All right.
We've had enough of that.
No,
We're with Cameron Middleton from House
that's
Realty.
Right.
And, Cameron, you've lost weight, buddy.
A little bit.
My God.
Good for you.
Well, my goal this year was to lose 10 pounds, and I only have 14 to go. So I'm doing well. I'm you know, there's time left, you know, in the holidays.
No,
nobody eats during
the
holidays.
No, 10 pounds is a is a good commitment to lose, because every year, if you think about it, as we get older, it just is natural that we put on the weight.
Dr. Kahn says it's an average from the age of 40. It's 2 pounds a year.
Yes, so if you think about that.
Perfect. I turned 43 in just a few weeks, so the math is working on that.
And he also said, if you ate 19 calories a day less a day, you would not gain any weight during the year, because 2 pounds is so many calories, you know. So anyway,
all right, 19. I can aim for that.
Yeah, you can. It's one less chip.
Yeah, that sounds a lot easier than losing the 14 pounds.
That's right. Okay. I'm glad we've gotten into the House of Realty here. So, what's it look like now? I mean, the house prices there for a while, and there wasn't any homes. Are we still running into that?
We are. You know, the odd thing is, and we really figured the trajectory was going to stay this way, is that our inventory has dropped a little bit more. So, remember, we went down to the bottom was in the low threes.
Right.
330, 340. And then we got back over above 500 homes on our MLS, and we're down this morning to 454.
Wow.
So that inventory, and again, seasonally we see that, but we hung in there around 500, 5 1/4 during, in October, November, most, you know, beginning of December, but it has dropped back down. And I think the thing everybody's talking about right now, certainly in the last 2 weeks, is the Fed. And they're, you know, overall wanting to increase interest rates to fight inflation. And so what's that going to do to the housing market? Now, of course, we've been talking about rates going up for a decade, and they have remained low for a very long time and really dropped even lower here during the pandemic. But it really, you know, people need to understand, it really drives the process.
Right.
You know, if rates go up a full point, let alone 2 or 3, that really reduces your buying power.
Oh, yeah.
And
then drops the prices of houses.
And drops the prices of houses. So that appears to be, the Fed has signaled that that's on the horizon. But keep in mind that mortgage rates, and we've mentioned this before, isn't just what the Federal Reserve sets their rate at. And in terms of the tapering and their buyback programs and other things, it really is the 10-year Treasury. That is the general benchmark that moves mortgage rates. And so with that, I think it's important that you know, people understand that the 10-year Treasury this morning, I think, is at like 1.34, which is down. It's low even from a month ago. So here's this news that, we're going to raise interest rates, and the actual bond market is still
low.
It still has a lower projected interest rate. So it'll be very interesting to see here, but I think, you know, we're still seeing migration that we've seen. I mean, not as much as it was a year ago, but people coming in from other areas, especially down south, Sacramento, Bay Area, L.A., we're seeing them come up, and we're still
seeing... You're not selling houses to people from the Bay Area.
Yes, we are selling houses to people from the Bay Area. Absolutely, they're still...
Do you give them
up.
Tests before they come up?
We do, but we're really not supposed to. But yeah, we feel them out, and it's again in so many cases. Well, I heard the one recently about, is it Nashville, Tennessee? I think the San Francisco Chronicle had a big article on it a couple of days ago. This is saying this is the new city that the exodus out of San Francisco is going to is Nashville, Tennessee. And so
really
seeing a lot of Bay Area people heading there.
Really?
Well, I tell you, Nashville has exploded over the last 5 years, or 10 years maybe, but both of us lived there. I went to school there, and Linda worked there in Nashville. And you can't touch anything around that city for you're talking about homes. You know, several years ago in the 300,000 range or up, like 800,000.
Sure.
And then it just keeps cycling out. But Tennessee is just one of those places people want to go to. No state income tax.
Yeah.
Business friendly. For a lot of people, it's a conservative state, so that appeals to people. But Nashville is like Atlanta. It's different than the rest of the state.
Or Austin or anything
or
else.
Or Austin. Like
we're starting to see that. In fact, I had a friend of mine. We left a couple of weeks ago. Cassie and I did go on a on an assignment. I think that's how I'm supposed to say it.
On assignment.
We went on assignment internationally for about 9 days, but ran into a friend of mine in the airport, and I knew this was that he was planning on doing this, but he was leaving for Tennessee, and he was on the flight with us out of Reading Muni first thing in the morning, and on his way to Tennessee
to live.
He's lived here for decades and said, "Nope, it's time to go." And I but there's also, I think, when you look at this nationally, there's going to start to be a bit of an equilibrium here too, and especially up here, we've seen people leave, a lot of them leave for Idaho. Some people leave for Tennessee,
Reno,
Texas, Reno, other places. Mm-hmm. Well, it used to be cheap in Idaho. Used to be cheap in Tennessee, as you mentioned. No. Used to be cheaper in Texas. Used to be cheaper in some of these other places. And now what you're starting to see is people are going, all right, hey, I'm ready. I'm going to move. I want to go to look at a house in Nashville. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Austin. I want to go to Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah.
And then they go up and start looking for houses in Coeur d'Alene and go, oh, that's not really, I thought this was
cheap. Well, nothing, I think everything is kind of leveled out. You don't have any, unless you maybe go to Oklahoma or Indiana, Arkansas maybe.
You can still find great deals in Tennessee if you're outside of Nashville. You go out to some of the places in Middle Tennessee or Southern Tennessee, Southeastern Tennessee, you can still get great deals. But, you know, Chattanooga. And we've looked at that place several times, and because our
family lives there,
and their prices have gone up, not dramatically, but they're on a steady rise. Anyway, we got to take a quick break here. We're with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You got any questions about your retirement plans, your 401s, with this inflation going on? What impact is that having? And give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 221-0441. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garmon has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garmon, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com. Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Reading Garden of Lights. Featuring two stages of live music, food trucks and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
I'm a teacher and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garmon for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance.
I just did that.
You did?
I just did that.
Well, we're going to do it again.
Nope. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute. They just got an A rating on safety and procedures there, national rating. From the Leapfrog organization that takes all of the statistics and grinds it out and finds out who's doing a good job and who's not doing a good job. It's one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And it's the only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. All of this Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're with Cameron Middleton of House of Realty, and best wishes going out to your family.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, we're talking about the interest rates where they're talking about, maybe it's, you know, inflation now is what, 9.8? Or is it?
It depends on which one.
Depends
on
which
use.
Ones. I saw 7. I see 8.
When you have durable goods, non-durable goods, yeah. You know, I've always had my own issues with how CPI is calculated, the consumer price index, and a number of other items. Inflation is difficult to measure. As we were talking at the very beginning of the hour here, my best measure of inflation is what my wife is, you know, screaming at me about that. Okay, can you believe I used to be able to buy this for, you know, $2.95? Now, then it went up to $3.30, then yeah. $3.70. Now I'm paying $4.49 for it, and that's the real world.
That's the real world.
That's what counts. Yeah. When it's your building materials that are going up, when it is your loaf of bread that's going up, when it's your gas going up. Those are the real world things that people are looking at.
And that affects the middle class much more than it ever does the upper, you know, the upper 5%. I mean, they don't care how much gas costs. Where now, because gas and diesel cost so much, and we keep adding taxes to it and all this, and all the other scurriest things that this administration has done, that now food prices go up. And so it's just it's amazing to see what the government has done that is just hurting people of moderate income.
Well, and I think part of it too, and I mean we all realize this, but I certainly from my standpoint, California and so many of the decisions made out of Sacramento are affecting us so much more even than the ones being made out of Washington, D.C.
True.
And that, you know, again, when you look at these food issues, going, okay, we really have two options when it comes to food. We either grow it here domestically or we import it internationally. And here we are now. We've got problems on both fronts. You know, we have a water crisis that we're not able to deliver the water to the Central Valley. The number of things that we eat that are 100% grown in California, within the country, they're not grown anywhere else commercially. Mm-hmm. They're only grown here, is staggering. And so we start to have areas in the Central Valley and other places where we aren't able to grow the food because we don't have the water allocation, number one. And then number two, even though we have had that water,
yeah,
we don't have it now, and there's the problem. And the other is, of course, when we get into, okay, well, then do we need to import it? Well, we've got a lot of issues with that, especially if our loaf of bread or what it takes to make it is sitting on a cargo ship outside of Long Beach.
With another 130 ships.
Right, and nobody's talking about the port stock-ups in Seattle or Portland or Texas or in the Gulf or in Florida or the East Coast. It's California. It's Long Beach and L.A. There's a reason for that, and that's some of those policies coming out of Sacramento. And so we have to start looking at that and going, hey, how difficult is it going to be? How much can people be squeezed? And when you talk about this inflation, a lot of people are always losing sight of those on fixed income.
Yeah.
And, you know, back to the housing market. When we're really looking at the housing market, seniors and those on fixed income, and whether or not they want to downsize, are they going to be able to downsize? Are they going to need to say, I'm going to need to rely on the current the equity in my home just to be able to live? And you don't want to get to that point. So there's a lot of pressures out there. And I think, you know, we've always been resilient here in Reading, but it does make you wonder whether or not we have some really fundamental economic problems and whether or not that's going to be able to get rectified anytime soon.
Well, you know, that was really a concise argument about on what's happening right now, and especially in the housing market. So if you look into, like, the downsize, you know, we talk about that. But where are you going to go?
Right.
And because there's not a lot out there, if it is, it's more than you want to pay for it. So unless you absolutely need to get out of your place, you're not going to do that.
Well, and look, lumber's back up. It went up and it peaked. Then it came back down. Now it's back up again to three times what it was, you know, a year and a half ago. And so, and we're seeing this as well because of the time and the materials. Appliances, amount of time it takes to get appliances. Heard of a restaurant, somebody opening a restaurant here locally. They're pretty well ready to go, but they're going to have to maybe wait another few months for appliances to install to be able to open the restaurant. When a home buyer goes in and they look at a house and they're going, okay, this house is in decent shape. It's not great. I'm going to need to fix this. I'm going to need to, you know, swap out a couple of windows. I've got a problem over here, a problem there. So I can do it, but these are the items. I need to do what used to be 10 grand worth of work is now 20 or 25. And what used to take 2 weeks is now going to take 3 months. They go, you know what? There's just too much work here. I'm going to pass on this house. And that's what we're seeing. If you've got something turnkey, can move very quickly. If you've got something that's really somebody's going in and going, gosh, I've got to do a remodel. I've got to do some of this. That used to be a bit of an opportunity for someone to build some sweat equity.
Right.
Now they're looking at it going, that's just not what I want to do. The time, the money, it may not be worth it.
Right.
So that's factoring into people's decisions a lot more than it used to.
Well, and then to try to find, okay, so, you know, you're thinking about it because I know I've remodeled. In my lifetime, I've been probably involved with 9 remodeling projects from L.A. into different homes that I've, like, ripped out the carpet, changed the kitchen. You know, and I did a lot of the sweat equity in a couple of the homes where literally had to get down there with, the, you know, the scraper and get the glue off the cement.
Right.
You know, take the cupboards down, strip them down in the kitchen. Just stuff like that takes a lot of time and energy, and it's not pretty. But you know, and as we get older, I just don't know if I have it in me. But here's the thing is that I can install a carpet. You've got to have a professional carpet. Now, we've got some friends, and this is not complaining, but it's kind of the state of affairs, who would, their home is broken into. They've had a plywood covering in their bedroom window for their glass. They couldn't get anybody out there for the longest period of time. Then when the glass was delivered, wrong measurement.
Yep.
And these people can afford the best of the best.
Yeah, but it happens.
It's not like they're trying to go down there and get some kind of, you know, something out of, a third-hand place and say, okay, bring it. No, I mean, this is, and I just imagine, you know, when you think that you can, if you can order the best and have the best, and that still is happening. So, but the key is if you can sit on it, I suppose, if you could sit on not so attractive and what not how you want it, and you can sit on it for 3 or 4 months and do little increments, I think that's probably going to be your best bet right now.
Yeah, and not that there aren't investors out there, but like you say, it's that specific scenario, and we've seen that multiple times with windows, exactly with windows. The other problem you have is then now you're resetting the clock, and, you know, in terms of new home builders, uh-huh. Imagine their frustration when they get the house framed, everything's ready, time to get the put the windows in. They've waited 10, 12 weeks for the windows, and one of them is the wrong measurement.
Well, that's one of the opening up the newest branch of Cornerstone. Supply side.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and it affects everything.
It does.
And then it just pushes the cost up, and then it adds, plus permitting fees, you know, $40,000 to build. I mean, it's just like,
It's tough.
It is tough.
It's tough. Yeah. Well, and you know, we're looking at this right now. We've now formed a task force, an affordable workforce housing task force, with the Shasta Association of Realtors.
Well, let's talk about that as soon as we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Tim and Logan are just outstanding at what they do. They work on appointments only, 244-9478. This is not a stylist emporium. This is a barbershop, man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. We'll be right back with House of Realty.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coachmaster has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coachmaster repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a Papa Bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Devon. Today, the 17th of December, 8:36 in the morning. Today, it's going to be nice. It's going to be sunny, high near 52. Tonight, it's going to get frosty. Tomorrow, frosty, but mostly sunny with a high near 51. Saturday night, a 20% chance of rain. Sunday, a 20% chance of rain. Sunday night, goes up to 40%. So it looks like we'll be having some rain beginning of the week, the next week, which is good. As long as we have some, you know, we have some good days in between. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. We're here with Cameron Middleton, and we're talking. We were talking about inflation in this, but also supply side shortages, backups, and then you said there was something that I stopped you on.
Yeah. So locally, and we just want to look at the issue. It started with the Shasta Association of Realtors. I'm the legislative chair for the group, and we are starting to form an affordable workforce housing task force, and working with the Chamber of Commerce and the Builders Exchange, the EDC, and trying to figure out ways that we can start increasing the stock of housing for that workforce housing, that workforce portion of our community. So those are the people. There's money that's going to come down the pike for affordable housing, which is those that are 40, 60, or 80% of median income, household median income. Mm-hmm. And the problem we're having, so that's mostly apartments.
Mm-hmm.
That's a larger affordable housing apartment complexes. And that's a good thing. We've made it easier to do affordable dwelling units, or accessory dwelling units. That's helpful. We're getting homes built in the $500,000-$700,000 range, and that can help a certain segment. The real problem is we don't have any homes being built, or very few, for $300,000. So somebody that's between 100 and 150% of household median income,
mm-hmm.
so that's usually, say, a young couple or a working class family,
mm-hmm.
trying to get started, a starter home, and getting out there and trying to make it. That portion of our housing stock is actually declining. So when we have people that are trying to find that homes in that area, whether it be because they become dilapidated and or are lost to mm-hmm. any number of reasons, or they become get turned into vacation rentals or anything else, what we start to see is that number is actually, because we're not adding any at all, you know, the 1,000 to 1,200 square foot home, a three bedroom, maybe one bath, just a good simple starter home. And we built a bunch of those in town in the 70s and 80s.
That's down there in the Garden Tract, right?
Well, that would be the Garden Tract. Heck, even you know, there's houses, neighborhoods all over, whether you're talking Westwood Village down there, whether you're talking, you know, even mm-hmm. up here on the west side of town, up off San Francisco Street, some of those.
So with the cost of everything, how do you build a $150,000 home and then sell it for, or $125,000 home and sell it for $200,000?
Well, we're just trying.
Can you even do that?
No. No, good. No. Straight answer, no. What we're trying to do is just even build, and this is incredible to say, see if there's a way to build houses that sell for $300,000 or $350,000, but increase that stock. I mean, we'd love to do ones in the $250,000, $275,000 range, but because that's what those homes are now going for, at $200 a foot. But trying to get, we need to increase that stock. And when you have that gap, and a lot of other communities around the state and the country are seeing that, you have that gap. You've got the higher-end homes, and you've got the affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, 60%, say, of median income, your low-income housing, and you've got your high-end. Now, all of a sudden, you start to lose your middle class. And that's your teachers, that's your employees,
yeah.
That's your waitress, that's your postman, that's everybody coming in and going,
yeah.
Wait a minute, we don't have that element of housing anymore, and then they have to now live elsewhere and commute.
They make $80,000 a year, and well, $70,000 to $80,000,
yeah.
They can't buy a house around here,
right? And that's difficult, and it's because we have. We're growing, and we have people now coming into that middle segment.
Yeah.
And are the number of houses in that range is starting to decline. I pulled it up, within the city of Reading, a house I was comping out here, about 3 weeks ago, and I think I looked between 225 and 250. And that's a really starter, you know, a first-time home buyer mm-hmm. starter range. We had six houses, and I wouldn't say all six were necessarily livable. Maybe one or two were good, like we talked about, turnkey, that you didn't have to go in and really start doing a bunch of work on, which, again, a family or somebody that's not handy and doesn't have a lot of extra cash sitting around
yeah.
to put into the house, 20 grand to put into the house, they're not able to do that. So how many people are competing for those one or two, three houses?
Right. Well, what about multifamily housing, like duplexes or condos that are nice, and it's, you know, that they can buy for cheaper than a single family dwelling.
Absolutely, and I think that needs to be looked at more. The city did reduce some impact fees on duplexes and others a mm-hmm. while back, and made that at least a little bit cheaper to do. It's still hard to make that pencil. We had a point in time here in town where we didn't build a fourplex for, it was well more than a decade. There wasn't a single duplex, triplex, or fourplex that were constructed in Reading within a certain amount of time. I forget the exact amount, but we got away from that. The other one, too, that was brought up, and this has kind of been tricky, but if you say, all right, I'm going to do a duplex, but one unit is smaller than the other unit. The city kind of made a determination, the city of Reading made a determination a while back about saying, okay, if that's the case, then we'll consider the other unit, even though it's attached, an accessory dwelling unit. It's an ADU, and there's no impact fees on an ADU. There's school fees, there's other things you have to do, but it makes that cheaper to do that. So that's something the task force is trying to look at and go, okay, what are some simple things here that we can do that just might make these a little bit easier and get them to pencil, get them to where somebody's going to go out and construct these. You know, the other one, too, is the dilapidated housing. And I've got to give props to Shasta Lake City. They have really done a great job. The council up there and the city manager, Jessica Lugo, have gone in to Shasta Lake and said, all right, we're going to identify all of the distressed properties, every one of them, in the city limits. We're going to identify where they are. We're going to put them on our interactive GIS maps on our website. We're going to have them available. So anybody, if it's an investor or a flipper, or somebody that wants to go in and buy something and do some sweat equity, can go in and look at these and see where they are. Go find them. They're partnering with the Association of Realtors, and they're saying, what can we do to help you rehab this property? A lot of times they're owned by an out of the area owner. It's somebody. It's in a family estate. That, you know, they live down in Visalia and they have no idea they've got this house or they've got this, you know, property that's falling apart up in Shasta Lake City. And somebody says, listen, I'll come in. Let me give you this for it. Give you a fair offer. I'm going to come in, build it up, rehab it. Will you do that to the two or three houses on that in that one little neighborhood there? All of a sudden, you've got some revitalization of the neighborhood. Plus, what you've done, too, is increase the housing stock in that community, and just even something that simple, but putting that in and identifying those, it'll help Shasta Lake City, it will help the neighborhoods, but it will also increase the number of homes that are livable within the city. And I think they identified close to 100.
Wow.
So
we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk about your thoughts on the what's going to happen with the Kutros, because that'll happen before the proposed proposed sale, unsolicited proposal that's going, you know, for the Civic and the that land around that, including the Reading Rodeo area and the Asphalt Cowboy area. But this portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week now. Shelly is opened on Sunday, so she's going to be there. and they really are a fine tobacconist. And they have, when they talk about pipes, because I was in there recently, and we're talking about the old school pipes that maybe when you think of movies, the beautiful handcrafted wood pipes, all kinds of things. And if you know of somebody or a pipe tobacco, somebody who enjoys that, they have got some beautiful things in stock, as well as a most beautiful walk-in humidor, all newly refurbished. And they just do a great job. They do so much for our community. So go on in. Christmas time, they have grab bags for three different kinds of individual high-end cigars that Shelly has individually picked for $29.99, which is a great, you love getting those for Christmas. So head on over to Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive.
We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Don't miss the biggest party of the year. The 2021 Poppin' Bottles New Year's Eve Bash at Wind River Resort and Casino. Featuring Gotcha Covered Band. Performing all your favorite covers you'll need to dance the night away. Enjoy a delicious hors d'oeuvre buffet. Champagne, dessert, swag and drink specials. General admission $50 per person. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes a hotel room. The celebration starts at 7:30 p.m. Complete details and tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
Tim Garmon stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garmon to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garmon, supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. The 17th of December, 8:51 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. Been with us since 1967. One of those unsung heroes that helps our community in a thousand different ways. Plus the fact is, when you start thinking about it, they're the ones that are out there on the fire lines along with our first responders to help fight the fires by providing the diesel, the gas, and the jet fuel to keep those tankers going. They are also they also sell the Toyo heaters and Toyo water heaters. And if you're looking for a place or you're looking for something that will keep your – a system that will keep your house warm and your water hot, Toyo. And they are the dealers for that at SST Oil. You can give them a call at 241-1167. Not only do they have the water heaters and the home heaters, and that they are just a great business – like I said, but they also have the CFN cards, the fuel network cards that are good in like 61,000 different areas. And we use that, and it has been a godsend to our business. SST Oil, remembering our past and looking to the future. We're with Cameron Middleton of House Realty, and we're talking about what's going on along the river. Now, of course, everybody, I would think by this time, knows that there was a proposal, unsolicited proposal, to buy property down there with the McConnell Foundation, Turtle Bay. I can't remember the big one.
K2 was the other partner.
Yeah, that's right. K2 and then a international company.
Populous.
It came out in kind of a – it started off bad. And Aaron Reznor said that. It started off wrong. Now I think it's back on track in the sense that everybody knows what's going on, has a say in it, and they have delayed the looking at the surplus land because of the state and the city needing to get more information. Is that what's going on?
Yeah. So, I mean, declaring land surplus is fairly complicated. It's more complicated than it used to be. And really what's occurred – and again, this gets down to the housing crunch in California, is HCD and Sacramento, which is the Housing and Community Development Division of gosh, what is it? I think it's actually under the California Department of Commerce. I could be wrong on that. But they're the housing officials for the state of California. And so part of the push has been made, and a lot of this has to do with the larger cities and the metropolitan areas where they're trying to get cities to declare land surplus that's not being used for public use, but that's being owned, and have a housing developer come in and build affordable housing. That's been and then the state will help and help provide funds for the affordable housing. So that they've passed some legislation in the last couple of years regarding that, and so declaring land surplus is a little different than it used to be. And that's the first step that entity has to take, and the city would take, to just start now looking at, okay, what would we do moving forward? But that declaration has to be, that's really the first step.
Okay.
So that's their aim, is to do that step first, and then the next step is to, then there's an exclusive negotiating agreement that would be put together between those parties and the city, and then they would start working on a master plan as the proposal.
Well, let me ask this question, and you don't have to answer this, because you're involved with the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Rodeo Association. I saw a letter that the Reading Rodeo Association and Asphalt Cowboys have now backed off a little bit on your opposition.
Yeah. So basically, and I don't want to speak for the Rodeo Association. Yeah. I am an asphalt cowboy. We've been integral in the discussions with this, with the other entities. Both groups are now considered key stakeholders, along with Advanced Reading and with Turtle Bay.
Okay.
The partners are, of course, McConnell Foundation and K2. And Populous is the designer.
Right.
They are the architects, engineers, designers. They're the ones who...
They're an international company.
Put the plan together.
Right.
Yeah. And so our main goal was that, hey, if this is going to happen, and this train is going to leave the station, and this is what's going to go down, we want to be on board because we want to stay.
Yeah, we've been here 75 years, guys. We'd like to have a say in what's
happening.
We'd like to
have a seat at the table.
Do you feel like that's happened then?
Yes, that has, absolutely. So we've been included in all the meetings, and again, there's not a heck of a lot to go over right now. It's okay, is this going to be declared surplus? A lot of this is up to council. But if we move forward, we just want to have the ability to say, hey, you know, we want to stay on site. We want to stay on the premises, and we want to make sure we have a voice if this is going to be redone, in how it's redone, and to have, you know, some written influence as to how the rodeo grounds portion is going to be redeveloped. I mean, again, well, I think what we all want to see is a newer redone arena,
and something bigger and better and newer and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, and nobody's fighting that. It's just making sure that happens.
And that's what we want to see. And there have been a number of issues down there for some time. The Rodeo Association has wanted to expand. They've wanted to grow that, do a new arena. And they've identified funds to be able to go after, to go and do that. There are multiple issues. One is ingress, egress.
Yeah.
Right now, that rodeo arena max for a rodeo is about 6,000 people. We were to get it up to 8,000 or 9,000, maybe 10,000. You're going to need more parking. Parking is a real issue. The footprint needs to change, and you probably are going to need to have another way in and out, or other ways to move people in and out of that area. And that's very tricky.
I'll just drive them over the sundial.
Well, and I remember years ago, and I think it was when the Sheraton was use permit was up before us at the Planning Commission, and that was talked about, because with the hotel, is there a secondary access? And I think it was the deputy fire chief at the time who said, I would never allow one of my men to drive a fire truck across that bridge.
I don't think it's not built for that.
Not built for vehicles.
Anyway, okay, we got to run. Okay, I had 30 seconds on Kutras and the river.
Yeah, a lot of things are moving along down there, especially in the areas where we have the vacant buildings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're looking already. Chris is moving forward in terms of, you know, getting some of those demolished, getting the old buildings down, and looking at the new areas that we can. Also, the city's still working on the Park Marina Corridor plan.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get that plan about what we're going to, you know, sidewalks, lanes, all of that regarding Park Marina. So they're moving forward on that, and that's really been one of the major issues. But, yeah, he's looking at
that. Good. So it's moving forward.
Absolutely moving forward.
Cameron Middleton, House Realty. How do people get a hold of y'all?
241-8300.
You've been there for 50-something years.
56, almost 57 now. So very easy to find us right there at the corner of Oregon and Placer.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
And we will see you next year.
Sounds good.
Okay. Everybody, have a great weekend. It looks like it's going to be a pretty nice weekend. Back.